What is the purpose of prophecy? One purpose of prophecy is to tell us in advance what's going to happen, so when it does happen, we build confidence in the one who prophesied. In other words, when God says he's going to do something, he's going to do it. And he's going to do it so that we completely come to trust him. In this next series of programs, we're going to discuss 37 prophecies about the first coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus, the Christ, all of which were fulfilled exactly as God prophesied they would be. My prayer is that you will completely trust God to fulfill all future prophecy, exactly as he says he will, because you know that in the past, God said it, and God did it. In fact, that will be the title for this series of programs. God said it, and God did it. Before we delve into the 37 prophecies about the first coming of Yeshua HaMashiach, let's hear from his own mouth what is one of the purposes of prophecy. We can find that in John chapter 13, verses 18 through 19. This is John chapter 13, verses 18 through 19. I know of whom I have chosen, but one of you will betray me, so that the scripture may be fulfilled. He that eats bread with me has lifted up his heel against me. Now I'm telling you before it happens, so that when it comes to pass, you will believe that I am he. Did you hear that? Jesus said, this is one of the purposes of prophecy. Now I'm telling you before it happens, that's a prophecy, the foretelling of a future event. Now I'm telling you before it happens, so that when it happens, you will believe that I am he, because Jesus is the one that said it. Now in John chapter 14, verses 28 through 29, this is John chapter 14, verses 28 through 29, it says, you have heard how I said to you, I go away and will come again to you. I have told you before it comes to pass, so that when it does come to pass, you will believe. Again, one of the purposes of prophecy is to tell something before it comes to pass, so that when it does come to pass, you will believe. So now, let's start with the first prophecy in the Bible concerning the first coming of Jesus. And all of these prophecies are so stunning and so wonderful that it should give us absolute trust that what God says, he will do. Because in the past, God said it and God did it. The first prophecy is that Jesus would be born from the seed of a woman. That's in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. And the key here is that he would be born through the seed of a woman. So it reads, and I, speaking of God, will put hostility between you, speaking of Satan, and the woman, and between your seed, and the seed of Satan could be demons and persecutors of God's seed. So again it says, I, God, will put hostility between you, Satan, and the woman, and between your seed, Satan, which is demons and persecutors, and her seed, speaking of the woman, which would be Christians. So God says that he would put hostility between Satan and Satan's children, and then the woman and the woman's children. And of course, the woman, in a certain sense of the word, can also picture the church. But here specifically, we're talking about the Messiah coming through the seed of a woman. So it, speaking of Jesus, or Yeshua, shall bruise your head, and you, speaking of Satan, shall bruise his, speaking of Christ, heel. So when it says again, it, Jesus, shall bruise your head, and you, Satan, shall bruise his, Christ, heel, what it's referring to is that Satan would kill Christ, but only temporarily would Christ be in the grave. He was resurrected after 3 days and three nights. So that's the bruising of the Messiah's heel. But when it says that he, or Jesus, shall bruise your head, that's speaking of a fatal wound to Satan, a complete and permanent death to Satan, so to speak, because we know that Satan will be cast into the lake of fire. So again, I'm going to read this because it is so important to understand what God is saying here in this prophecy, and then we're going to see how it is fulfilled. "And I, God, will put hostility between you, Satan, and the woman, and between your seed, the persecutors and demons of Christians, and her seed, which are Christians. Jesus shall bruise your head with a fatal wound, a permanent and complete destruction, but you will only bruise his heel, so you will temporarily cause him to die." That's the essence of what it's saying in Genesis 3, verse 15. Now let's see the fulfillment in Galatians, the 4th chapter, and we'll read verses 4 through 5. This is Galatians, the 4th chapter, and we'll read verses 4 through 5. "When the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son," now catch this next part, "made of a woman." So Jesus was born through Mary, of course, and she was a woman. So this first part is fulfilled, that God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, so that we might receive the adoption of sons. Now what does this statement mean, that the Son, made of a woman, was made under the law to redeem them that were under the law? It means that we have no more sins. Jesus Christ has redeemed us from under the law, because the law says, if you sin, you shall die, because the wages of sin is death, and sin is the transgression of the law. So if we transgress the law, we have sinned. The wages of sin is death. So therefore, Jesus Christ had to redeem us. In other words, he had to pay for us with his own life. So we have no more sins, and therefore no more death penalty hanging over us, because our Savior, Jesus Christ, paid for our freedom with his own life, so that we might receive the adoption of sons. So again, let's read this one more time. This is in Galatians 4, verses 4 through 5. "When the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, so that we might receive the adoption of sons." And now in Hebrews, the 2nd chapter, verse 14, this is the book of Hebrews, the 2nd chapter, verse 14, it says, "Just like we are made of flesh and blood, Jesus also became flesh and blood, that through death," so this was how Satan bruised his heel, "that through death he might destroy him," and that is the permanent and fatal wound of Satan, "so that he might destroy him," the devil, "that had power of death." So again, I'll read that, because this is a perfect fulfillment of this first prophecy in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. It says, "Just like we are made of flesh and blood, Jesus also became flesh and blood, that through death," and his death is temporary, because he was resurrected, "that through death he might destroy him," the devil, "that had power of death." Because again, the wages of sin is death. So if you destroy sin, then you destroy death, because the wages of sin is death. And if you destroy sin, you have no more penalty for sins, which is death. And Jesus Christ paid the penalty for our sins to remove them. So this is how he destroyed the devil. This is how he bruised his head. And Jesus, when he died, that's how Satan bruised his heel. And of course, Jesus had to be made of a woman to become flesh and blood so that he could die for our sins. But of course, he was also resurrected. So that is a perfect fulfillment of this first prophecy in Genesis 3:15 that says, "And I will put hostility between you, Satan, and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. Jesus shall bruise your head, and you shall only be able to bruise his heel." Speaking of the Messiah, a perfect fulfillment. Now let's go on to the second prophecy. This is that Jesus would be born of the seed of Abraham. So Jesus is born of the seed of Abraham. Here it is in Genesis, the 12th chapter, verses 1 through 3. This is Genesis, the 12th chapter, verses 1 through 3. "Now the Lord God had said to Abraham, 'Leave your country and go to a land that I will show you. I will make of you a great nation. And in your seed, keep that word in mind, in your seed shall all families of the earth be blessed. And actually, in this particular passage of Scripture, the word seed is not in there. In the original it says, and in you shall all families of the earth be blessed. But we know from other Scriptures that it means in your seed shall all families of the earth be blessed. And for proof of that, you can find that in Genesis, the 26th chapter, verse 4, where it has that word seed included. So, who is the seed through whom all families of the earth will be blessed? And this seed comes from Abraham. The question is, who is this seed? To find that answer, we can turn to Galatians, the 3rd chapter, and we'll read verse 8 and verse 16. This is Galatians, the 3rd chapter, and we'll read verse 8 and verse 16. Here it says, the Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel to Abraham, saying, in your seed shall all nations be blessed. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. God does not say, and to seeds, as of many, but when he says seed, he's speaking of one. And to your seed, singular, which is Christ. Now in Matthew, the 1st chapter, and also in the 1st verse, we have another proof that Christ came through Abraham. So this is in Matthew, the 1st chapter, in verse 1. It says, this is the book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. So this seed through whom all families of the earth would be blessed, that came from Abraham, is Christ. So that prophecy was fulfilled. We have the same promise given to Isaac and Jacob. Of course, Isaac was the son of Abraham, and Jacob was the son of Isaac. To see those, you can read it in Genesis, the 26th chapter, verses 1 through 4, for the seed of Isaac, Jesus Christ coming through the seed of Isaac. That's in Genesis, the 26th chapter, verses 1 through 4. And then for Jacob, you can find the same promise given in Genesis, the 28th chapter, verses 13 through 14. Again, that's Genesis, the 28th chapter, verses 13 through 14. And also for both Isaac and Jacob, you can read in Matthew chapter 1, verse 2, where it says, of course, that Abraham begat Isaac and Isaac begat Jacob. And so, to both Isaac and to Jacob, the same promise that was given to Abraham was given to them when it says, and in your seed shall all nations of the earth be blessed. A prophecy about the Messiah. Because, of course, the Messiah is the one through whom all people will be blessed. So, we've covered the first four fulfilled prophecies concerning our Messiah's first coming. He was born of the seed of a woman. He was born of the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And my prayer is that you will completely trust God to fulfill all future prophecy exactly as he says he will, because you know that in the past, God said it and God did it.